This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Well, woohoo is right, because it's Friday, dude. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
And you can feel it. A lot of people are talking about it. We were talking about it yesterday, I think it was. Peak stress already hitting.
Yeah.
It's holiday level stress.
But we haven't even hit the holidays yet.
In September.
Yes.
Oh.
1,000%.
Well, I'm not having it. I, for one, am rebelling against it.
We are not going to stress.
We are not going back. Oh, that's something else. That's somebody else's. I don't know what.
Not my line.
Sorry. We don't do politics on this show. Please don't yell at me. That's the funny thing about that. Well, who are you voting for? I'm not telling you. That's why they let you do it in private.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. There was a couple stories I wanted to do for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And I was like, you know what? There was like a little political touch to it. And I was like, you know what? I'll just scroll along.
Oh, like something about one of the candidates?
Yeah.
Nah.
So about a celebrity endorsement. I'm like, you know what? We'll just...
And it's like...
We'll keep it light.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, bad. It's like, oh, it's an electric fence. I really want to touch it just to see how bad it is. And then you see those pictures of somebody getting knocked on their butt, from touching the electric fence.
Yeah.
And you go, well, thank God I didn't do that.
Yeah, thank God.
Aces put a whooping on Dallas last night. Here's what was funny. So word started leaking out as the day went along. And just on mere speculation, it was how long is Asia Wilson going to play in this somewhat meaningless game?
Yeah.
So the talk was Asia probably wasn't going to play a whole lot. Kelsey and Chelsea, which I just like saying, Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray were probably not going to play a lot. Jackie Young would get some rest, all of that. And then as the day went along, it was, they're not going to play at all. So the betting line, which had been, Vegas by a few, all of a sudden went to Dallas by 3.5. Then it went to, and people go, of course you're talking about betting. You're in Las Vegas. No. But then the line went to like Dallas by 10.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. It was like Dallas by 9.5. Are you looking right now to see where it ended up?
No. I'm looking for the playoff schedule.
I can help you with that. I got you down. The Aces came out and our scrubs beat their starters. Now they're big time scorers sat out.
Yeah,
last night.
Sure.
And one of their big center was out because she was a bad girl and she had got too many technical fouls. So they made her be in timeout. And so, our substitutes, people
right.
who don't play a lot, put that whooping
Kicked
on
butt.
Dallas.
Yeah, I love that.
Aces playoffs start Sunday, game one against the Seattle Storm, 7 p.m., game two on Tuesday. It's best of three.
Wow.
And we get the first two at home.
Such an advantage. Do you find that that's an advantage for someone that doesn't really know sports? I feel like it would be. Yeah.
No, of course. And then game two against Seattle Tuesday at 6:30. Tickets are available at AXS.com. There you go. There's your freebie. I'll give that one for free. Back-to-back world champions. Why not?
Hey.
Raiders home opener Sunday against Carolina. Rebels ranked. Get your butt to Allegiant Stadium.
Yes.
They play Fresno State tomorrow at 12:30. We're 76 days until toy drive. Oof. And you can go to Walgreens and donate right now. What else do you want to know? Oh, I can tell you this. Sabrina Carpenter is doing a Christmas special. We'll tell you about it next.
The Jeff UK Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
So, Sabrina Carpenter is going to do a Netflix holiday special called A Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter.
I love that.
Now, I don't know if she did this on purpose, but, you know, oddly enough, Toy Drive starts on December 5th, 76 days from today.
Uh-huh.
Sabrina Carpenter's Netflix Christmas special will start on December 6th, which is 77 days away. You know, I don't know if they're trying to sync it up.
Is she trying to get your attention?
Yeah, is she? Well, riding on my coattails again. I can't.
Yeah, it's Sabrina, kind of embarrassing,
Sabrina,
actually. I didn't anticipate
I'm so tired from
going this way.
Carrying her.
Oh, God.
No, it's great. And it'll be, what's it going to be? What's it going to be like? So then they use all of the unexpected duets and comedic guests. That's every Christmas special there's ever
of
been,
course.
Right?
You know who I think, though? I'll let you finish, and then I'll say what I think is...
Well, the no, rumor. the only other thing is the post was captioned, "This is really going to jingle your bells again," like every other.
Cute. Well, I think one of the surprise guests is going to be Christina Aguilera. They are kind of buzzing around the internet. It makes sense now that you're saying this, because I saw this yesterday. They were like, what's Sabrina Carpenter and Christina Aguilera doing together? But now, you know, Christina just put out her 25th anniversary of her self-titled album. Huh. So she's looking to like do some things, and Sabrina Carpenter being so relevant, that could be amazing, actually. As I'm saying it out loud, I'm like,
be interesting.
Could that be good?
Definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
sure.
And you talked about the caption of the announcement, the teaser trailer.
Yeah.
The funny thing about the teaser trailer, as it pans down, it starts at her feet with the dress, and then you see Sabrina's face, and she goes, "Were you expecting somebody else?"
Right, she smirks.
Which, the dig at Mariah Carey. I'm like, she's intruding on Toy Drive and Mariah Carey's lane.
What if those two bees? What if those two bees get extra snarky and remake "All I Want for Christmas Is You"? Oh my God! That's very interesting.
Okay, no, that could go.
All right, we got to jump. NKOTB had a thing last night and announced, what a shock! Here was the big secret.
Yeah.
So they go, you can't say anything. They're going to do a residency, but you can't say anything. Can't say it. And it was like, okay, really? Like, I mean, we've done residencies in this town.
It's like a thing now.
Of course. I mean, everybody saw that one coming.
Yeah.
It really wasn't, are they gonna? It's like, okay, when are you going to announce it?
Sure.
But I love that they wanted to create the mystery.
Yeah.
You know, somewhat. And so they had a big reveal last night. I'm just going to tell you this. So we have two more spots. You and a friend. Today at 10:30, new kids are going to be here in an undisclosed location. not here. Don't come here unless you're invited here. But they're coming, right?
Yes.
We may or may not have made some sort of arrangement for the people that are going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
With regards to this residency.
Right. It's fun.
I don't know that we're going full Oprah, but, you know, everybody! No. No, that's too much.
You get it.
That's too much.
Yeah.
However, you, and you, and maybe even you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying it ratchets it up.
Sure.
Ooh. Did I say that right? Anyway. Cranks it up a notch.
Yeah, it does. Listen, people are so excited. Even our listener, when she cried yesterday, people are crying about it.
First pick coming up in just a minute with one of your two last chances to win. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford, Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more. Friendly Ford, get more. Hello.
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
What's
going on? Are you guys going to make my day today?
Yes. Yes. Maybe not in the way that you think, but yes. Why? What's going on?
So. What do you want? I want to get to the meet and greet.
I know. I knew that's what you were digging at.
So cute.
I knew that's what you were digging at. Okay.
My four 4-year-old wants to go to the meet and greet.
No one, no, your 4-year-old doesn't give two rips about the New Kids on the Block. Stop.
But I appreciate you explaining your kid.
Don't try to manipulate us with your kid. Michaela is susceptible to that.
I'll fall for it.
I'm old and crusty. I will not fall. My 4-year-old. That's, no, your 4-year-old doesn't care.
Hi. I love New Kids.
Don't put the kid on.
Hi,
don't
baby.
Do it.
Okay, Michaela, I'm falling for it. No. Sorry. Okay. Shh, shh.
No.
Hi, baby.
No. No. Okay, but we have two spots left, right?
Okay. All right.
And the first one is happening right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of kids and manipulation and whatnot. Speaking of bad parenting. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud?
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm just, well, maybe. Jeannie, Jeannie's a good parent.
Yeah.
Manipulative. And you know what? And what's it? Listen.
I'm into it.
What good are kids if they can't get you free stuff? But, yeah. This might be taking it a little too far. I'll just read you the email so it's in the proper context.
Okay.
My friend is taking his kids to you know where this weekend. They're practicing lying about their ages so that they can get on certain rides and score big discounts.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah.
Adrian already is in the... Can you give me an audio? Can you give me an audio equivalent to that face?
Oh, hell yeah. We do
okay,
this.
Okay.
We train.
All right. Well, apparently, this is not the first time, says the email. I guess they've done trial runs and the kids have practiced lying. The kids, because they're kids, have been asking my friend why they have to lie. I'm told that they've already done it, quote unquote, for real somewhere to score one of those kids eat free deals. Isn't that stealing?
Oh,
if you're getting food for free, isn't that stealing? Discounts is one thing. Free food is another. Is he raising a bunch of future liars or worse? My wife says it's harmless and no big deal. I think this is funny that this is a dude, too.
Yeah.
Because usually dudes are like, yeah.
They don't care at all.
My wife says it's harmless and no big deal. I know it's none of my business, but it's bugging me. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. You get first crack at this, and you get one of the final two spots for our New Kids on the Block meet and greet, where we may or may not giveaway, win them before you can buy them tickets to their residency. I'm just saying that might happen.
Maybe.
But it won't happen for you at all unless you're in the meet and greet.
Yeah.
So you know what you got to do. Do it now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I got to be honest with you. I was just saying the other day, I wonder what happened to all of our people in Sky Canyon. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you did.
Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Nikki Faircloth from Sky Canyon.
Yeah, remember
what's
when we
up,
were
Nikki?
For a while there, it was Centennial Hills, Providence, Sky Canyon. They ran this show. They dominated
yeah,
this
they
show.
Yeah, they did.
Thank you, Nikki, for coming back to us.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome. Good morning, guys.
So, what's really funny, I captioned this story on our show sheet as Future Criminals of America, which I thought was funny. They're taking their kids to, you know, one of them places, maybe, you know, Southern California this weekend. So they've been practicing lying so that the kids, how old are you?
7.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's 11.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's bugging him. It's bugging him that the kids are lying, that they're teaching the kids to lie. Apparently they gave it a test run and got, you know, one of those kids eat free deals. And it's making him crazy. Is his friend a bad parent?
I say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. His wife is saying it's harmless.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to take some sort of moral high ground, but eh.
Yeah, dude. My mom used to take us to the movies, to the drive-ins here, and she would have us hide underneath the seats with a blanket over us so that we could get into the movie for free. Did I turn out bad? No. Well,
yeah, it says
I turned
you.
Out something.
Yeah.
But It's not a big deal.
Not allowed to make those judgments by yourself.
I guess I can't.
Yeah, but when people are, well, I turned out okay. But, yeah, I don't, we already know where Adrian's at on this. You're like, yeah, it's, we're fine.
If I go to Sire, my son, and say, Sire, yeah, how old are you?
Oh, you can't hear him. Hang on a second.
Go if ahead, I go to Sire, my son, and say, hey, Sire, how old are you? I'm 6 years old, Dad. How old are you at, insert.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
Whatever. At Chuck E. Cheese. I'm 4 years
I'm
old.
Four, damn
genius.
Right.
Love you, Sire.
Boy, yes! That's the best. Because honestly, I would have ratted my mother out. I would have been, no, I'm not. In fact, it's one of my favorite things to do as an adult. When I first met my wife, it's same, but same, it's related. When I first met my wife, we went shoe shopping. We went to a discount, whatever, you know? Whatever that place is.
Okay.
And she gave them her phone number. Can we get a phone number for your rewards club? Whatever. And my wife would give them one number off because she didn't want texts and calls and whatnot.
Yeah.
She'd give them one number off. And I literally yelled out in front of an entire store of people.
Chet.
That's not your phone number. You're lying. And she was mortified.
Did she drag you out of there?
Married me anyway.
Yeah. Good for her.
But that's how it begins. That's how it begins with this kind of activity. I don't know. Hey, so you're free today? 10:30?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right, we'll see you for the new kids, and fingers crossed for the extra that may or may not be happening that we're not allowed.
All right,
about. Okay. All right, see you in a bit. Go pick out your go pick out your outfit. Yeah, she giggles because she knows I'm right.
She's like, I already got it picked out.
Chet Buchanan Show. Oh, one final chance for you to win in about 30 minutes. At least for the NKOTB. We've got other stuff, but you know, do you really care? Probably.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I saved this for Friday because I found it to be appropriate. Here's what y'all are doing today. Actually, this was kind of us yesterday, but not on purpose. Fun word to say that you might not have heard before. Foductivity.
Oh, foductivity.
One in three workers admit to foductivity, which is making it look like you're productive when really you're not. Faux, F-A-U-X,
yes.
Ductivity as opposed to productivity. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
A common example is using the Mouse Jiggler app. Have you heard about this?
No.
There are certain companies that will monitor your computer activity to make sure you're working.
Okay.
And not, you know, adjusting your fantasy lineup, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
So there is a thing that will make your mouse work so that...
Oh, your computer stays on?
That your computer stays on and it looks like you're working.
Wait, that's genius.
It could also be as simple, foductivity, as claiming that you worked hours that you just didn't work. A third, this is where it gets interesting. A third of low-level employees admit to stuff like that. Around half of managers say that productivity is a problem in general.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the pandemic taught me.
Tell me.
Was that we don't need nearly as many hours in the day to get stuff done.
Okay, preach it. Seriously, I totally agree with you.
You should be able to go in, get your work done, and go home.
Yeah, you don't need whatever. 8 hours. I think that's why people are rebelling. They're like, I can do it in three. Get the mouse pad going. We'll fake it.
Here's where it gets really fun. This poll, when they asked people about productivity, found that managers are the ones who are most likely to be foductive.
Ah!
37% of managers admit to, so that's 2 in 5.
Yeah.
2 in 5 admit to being foductive as opposed to 1/3 of non-managers.
Yeah.
So the managers are killing the top 5 reasons for foductivity: to get a better work-life balance, feeling burnt out, not enough work to do.
True.
What we were just talking about. Unrealistic expectations from their boss. So it's like, okay, well, if I'm not going to be able to get it all done, then I'm going to get none of it done and whatever. and wanting to appease upper management by making it look like you're working
hard. Totally understand that.
Really just screwing off and all that. So write that down. Foductivity. You're welcome. Happy Friday. We're not telling you that you should, but...
Okay, so I'm confused. Am I adjusting my fantasy lineup or what?
Yes.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you hear? I just remember that I saw this earlier this morning. Did you hear that people are worried about Justin Bieber right now?
Why?
Because of the Diddy thing. And apparently they had collabed like a year ago on something.
Uh-huh.
And that Justin is beside himself right now. That doesn't want to talk about Diddy and all of that. He's worried that that he's going to be connected somehow. Although when they were hanging out, apparently was not when Diddy was having his freak offs.
Yeah.
That they weren't tight then, but when he was younger, like Diddy was kind of a mentor.
Sure.
And this has crushed him in that he's inconsolable, doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't want to and he's freaking out.
I think that's a big blow when you love somebody or you've been mentored by somebody and you hear the, I know a couple people that will not talk about it. A vocal coach in particular who worked with Diddy will not. He's been called by so many people. He's like, I didn't know that him. I'm devastated. The end. I feel bad for the people that didn't know.
When I was young in radio and I was a music director. It's part of the programming team that picks the music. And so I was, young and fired up about it. And so a buddy of mine went to New York together and then went to visit a bunch of different people at the different record labels.
Yeah.
So like that, it was so fun. And we went to Motown Records and guess who showed us around? A young intern named Sean Combs.
Wow.
Now, obviously that's before any and or all of that. But I mean, we had a relationship through first part of the 90s, but not like we had dinner like twice.
Yeah.
But like we didn't hang out. There were no girls involved or anything like that. Somebody else said this too, and I don't know how much truth there is to it, but the quote was worse than Epstein. Yeah, man.
No.
There'll be more. It'll get worse before it gets better, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my
God. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
You hear it every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLUC.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Final spot in the New Kids on the Block meet and greets coming up in 10 minutes. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We'll do a little business here. We'll play a song. So it might not even be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Before we ask you to call and take on Andrea Castaneda from Anthem, who's going for win number 4 today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. If I asked you what group they were talking to, they said 47% of them said they wish TikTok had never been invented. 43% of them said that they wish Snapchat had never been invented. 34% of them, almost over a third, said they wish Instagram never existed. 37% of them said they wish Facebook had never been invented. A full half said they wished X had never come about. 21%, 1 in 5, wished that they never saw a smartphone in their life. 1 in 5 wished that messaging apps like WhatsApp would go away.
Mm-hmm.
17% wish that Netflix wasn't a thing. 15% could do without YouTube. And 40%, 2 out of 5, could get rid of social media in general and almost 1 in 5, 17%, just wish that the internet had never been invented.
What's my generation? Am I a Gen Z?
You're a millennial.
Am I? Okay, I would say millennial.
Adrian.
I don't know how these generation alphabets work, but I'll skew older.
Give me a guess. Yeah, like boomers.
50s, 60s, I guess boomers.
Yeah, that's yeah, the cusp. It's Gen X. Gen X is, and there's a table that tells you about it. Gen X goes up to just short, like mid-50s, mid to late 50s.
Uh-huh, okay.
And like 40 to mid-50. You're millennial.
Mm-hmm.
If they're mid-30s.
Yep.
You're millennial. You might be on the cusp of Gen Z, but believe it or not, all those people that wish all of these different apps and, you know, TikTok and all of that stuff had never been invented.
Who?
Gen Z.
No way.
Gen Z.
I would have never.
I don't know.
I say mine because I feel like my generation got stuck in between not having internet and having internet.
Right.
And it's like I would definitely not think Gen Z. I feel like they run social media. I don't know what they would do without social media.
They say, the one thing that they said is it's so addictive for young people mm-hmm. that some people feel trapped as if they were on drugs.
Wow. Totally makes sense, though. Listen, they call it doom scrolling. When you're like not even paying attention to scrolling to scroll.
Are you kidding? I'm the king of that.
Yeah.
How many fights... For those of you with significant others, okay, single people, you don't know much about this because, and you know what, and you're better for it. It is an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
People with significant others, how many have had the fight of, hey, I was watching that. No, you weren't. You were on your phone. It's like, God, please.
All the time.
Doom scrolling. All right, Chet Buchanan Show, NKOTB meet and greet coming up.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
God, I'm over here trying to, it's Friday and I'm all fired up and whatnot. And I'm like, play with me. And Michaela's totally locked in on Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Listen, we got a busy day, prizes that people really want.
No, you do not have time for my BS.
I got to get it right.
I understand it. I do understand it, but am I not like the yappy little dog right now? Like, come on, Michaela, come on, let's do stuff. Let's play. And she's like, and I'm like, what are you doing over there? She's like, I'm doing
working
my questions. Remember the show that we're doing?
He's like, where's your head at? I'm like, the show, babe. I'm trying to do my thing.
I lost you, dude. What happened? And she's like, shut up. She's like, just give me a moment's peace.
Let me just get my questions. I work really hard on these questions. I want people to be able to answer them easily.
I get it. I left you alone, but I was literally, I slunk back into the corner. Okay. Sorry. Okay. We all do it.
It's Friday.
You hang out with anybody long enough, and that moment comes where you're like, well, you just shut up. And it just happened for us right there.
We love it.
And obviously, I'm enjoying it immensely.
Yeah.
Let's go 702-364-9898. Andrea Castaneda is going for win number 4 and defending the honor of all of those who live in Anthem. Are you going to stand up for your neighborhood? Need to be caller number 25 right now. 702-364-9898. The final spot in our New Kids on the Block meet and greet happening today. Clear your schedule for the rest of the morning and come and join us. There may be some bonus. I've already gotten my hand slapped on that one.
Yeah.
Can't say that. Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. I'll just get in trouble for it.
A naughty boy this morning.
I can't. Or I shouldn't. I can't. Or you're what? it was like the other day, I was trying to get into the Aces game. There was like sometimes how the security people get all fired up at venues?
Sure.
About you can't go this way. And I was like, okay, but if I do, are you going to tackle me? Well, no, you just can't go this way. Well, this is the way we go every time.
Yeah.
Since 2018 when the team started here.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, and he just didn't know. And it was cool. And I was being nice about it. I just smiled and I go, so if I do go, are you going to tackle me? Because that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I said, and then the guy goes, well, I don't know. And he kind of looked at me.
Oh.
And I went, do you have zip ties? And he goes, No. He goes, no, but I know somebody who does. Now, by this time,
okay,
I've seen his supervisor, who I know.
Uh-huh.
We've made eye contact, and you could tell it's all fun. It's all just fun.
Of course.
And I'm like, bro, you really going to make me walk all the way around? Because, you know, and he was like, well, they just told me. I go, look, I know, you're just doing your job.
Yeah.
It's fine. And then the supervisor was like, what? Just let it.
Let him throw.
Just go.
Put the zip ties away.
Yeah. But I was like, okay, but if I do go, like what? Do you have a taser? Because I was weighing out my options.
Yeah.
Like, am I going to get cuffed?
I want to have a little fun.
Yeah. Am I going to get cuffed and stuffed? Or is this just going to be a thing where you're going to yell at me?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to yell, go ahead and yell.
Yeah.
Fine. You can't go that way. Well, I just did.
Yeah. Good. Good for you.
But
take a stand.
Am I risking personal injury? So, for example, how much trouble am I going to get in if I say that we have Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em tickets for the new kids' residency if you come to the meet and greet?
Well, it's out there.
What are they really going to do?
Yeah. Pull out zip ties. I don't know. Sounds like you like it.
Send another text?
Yeah. Big whoop.
Fine.
Sure.
Fine. 702-364.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I have a text. I have to go.
He said I have to go.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Anything good?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to say that. All right. 702-364-9898. Call number 25 right now. Let's go.
3, 2, 1. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
All I'm saying now is if you're going to be that focused and shut me out, this better be awesome.
I mean, we'll see. I'm not going to take that kind of pressure on either just for trying to do my job. Girl.
I feel
you guys like that?
Attacked.
That was kind of cool, though.
Well, because you know everybody's going, you go, girl. You tell him.
No, they're not. They're like, Mila, shut up and write your questions.
No, they're not.
They're like, get us new kids on the block right now.
No.
God, people are excited. Our DMs are nuts.
It's way too contentious in here for a Friday, I say.
No, it's not.
I say you and I just hang out for a minute and, you know, just have fun.
Just vibe.
Yeah, right? You good? How's your day?
It's good.
Andrea, talk to me. Jesus.
Hey.
What's going on in this world right now?
Hi.
I'm so excited.
Are you? Are you really?
I'm ready to crush it today.
Because I got to be honest, all evidence at this point, you know, leading up to this, it's to the contrary. Oh my God. Okay, who's our contestant?
We have representing Providence.
Good.
Jamie Burrell.
Okay, good. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Hi. Buzz in with your name. Do not answer until you get called on, because sometimes you might think that you got in first, but you did not, because you didn't hear the other person buzz in before you. And you don't want to give them the answer. First 1 to 3 is the winner. And anything else we'll deal with as it comes up.
Sure.
Your quiz master is the very focused, very hardworking.
Thank you so much.
Very no-nonsense. Commissioner, I'm joking, of course. Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
All right, let's talk no-nonsense ladies. This former First Lady's Costco sighting has nearly broken the internet.
Andrea got in first.
Michelle Obama.
Is it Michelle Obama?
Yeah.
It sure is.
Right.
Champion.
Everyone
goes
loves
up one
Costco.
Zip.
Eric Roberts is making a formal apology to his A-list actress sister in his new book, Runaway Train, even referencing the film she starred in, Runaway Bride. What's the sister's
Andrea.
Name?
Andrea.
Andrea.
Julia Roberts.
Ah, wow. Yeah. You had a momentary almost brain fart, huh?
I got nervous for you.
Yes.
I know. I was like, oh, no. What's happened? The champion in true Andrea Castaneda fashion is up to zip.
Yes. This A-list actress just announced she's producing the new movie, The Sims. This comes off the heels of her starring role as Barbie in the movie Barbie.
Oh, Jamie.
Who?
I heard Jamie.
I heard Jamie, too. Andrea, did you go, oh, first? Or did Jamie do that first?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie actually said her name, so we have to accept that. Jamie, what's your answer?
Is it Margot Robbie?
It is Margot Robbie, and Jamie's on the board.
This Olympian gymnast may have swept the medals this year at the Olympics, but it's her athlete husband who swept her off her feet as she revealed.
Is that Jamie?
Jamie.
For the tie?
Mm-hmm.
Katie Ledecky.
No, I'm trying to find a nice one.
Try again, dumbass.
That wasn't a nice one. I'm sorry. Andrea, do you have an answer for the win?
Can I hear the whole question?
This Olympian gymnast may have swept the medals this year at the Olympics, but it's her athlete husband who has swept her off her feet as she just revealed a tattoo to honor their love.
There was more to that question.
Simone Biles.
Yeah, and Simone Biles for the win, and look at that. It wasn't the way that she normally gets it done, but it does. That's what champions do.
Yeah, she's still got it done.
Just get it done. Jamie, I'm sorry we gotta let you go.
All right, thank you.
Oh, good job, Jamie.
I'm sorry she beat you fair and square. Nothing we can do about it.
Well, thank you.
All right, pal.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Very upset for not being able to come to the new kid.
I feel bad.
And you've already got yours.
I feel bad.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. You know what? You're a champion. Be ruthless. Don't you worry about her.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we have left that we can give her, Adrian?
No, she's already won.
She's won a full complement of the prizes that we have available at this time. But
it's true.
Hey, being a champion is a champion.
That's right.
Yeah.
And sometimes the champion has to make sacrifices, especially when you've won all the prizes and the rules don't let us give you anything.
Yeah.
So here's what we will do, though. We'll see you today for the new kids meet and greet. And then Monday, the drama that will build over the weekend. Monday, you go for win number 5.
Oof.
Attempt to become our, what is that, 9-9-3-6. My 10th, our 10th undefeated 5-time champion. And at some point, I will have championship belts made. And it's starting to get expensive. The more that they, the more
pile up.
So it's going to be a lot yet to do. So we'll see you in a couple hours, okay?
Sounds great.
Andrea Castaneda, you're 4-time champion now on Michaela's Hometown Throw.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It felt like a good time to do a not ready for relationship rehab or first aid. It just doesn't fit anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what I do a lot with the 177 second survey. Stuff that just doesn't really fit anywhere else.
You just throw it in here.
This is a good place. This is like the junk drawer. It's like the junk drawer.
You said this yesterday,
show.
And I love that so much, that reference. Yes, this is like the junk drawer. It's your favorite drawer. You have got all the things that you... It really is the best drawer.
That's it. It's not the drawer full of...
junk.
Crap.
Yeah.
It's
like
good.
The cool
it's
stuff you don't know where to put.
It's all the good stuff. Don't touch anything in there, because that's my stuff.
Yes.
That's the stuff I love.
Yeah, and it's allowed to be in there freely, without organization.
Why do you need 700 of those little tiny eyeglass screwdrivers? Why do you need all of those with the logo on them? Because you know what? One day, you don't even wear glasses. I know, but one day I might need to fix something that has little tiny screws.
That's so funny.
Leave those alone. I got those at a convention, and I had a good time.
Yeah, and they were free.
Yes, I need a 20-year-old book of matches. You don't know.
You never know.
That's what
the drawer's for.
That's what the 177 second survey is for.
It's perfect.
It's fantastic. What should talk about on the show today? I don't know.
The junk drawer.
Junk drawers. I don't know.
Eyeglassware, even though I don't wear glasses.
Adrian, who's on the phone, please, sir?
We have Stacy Taylor from the Northwest.
Are you sure? Is she still there? Did she stick around?
I'm still here.
Stick around for this junk. All right, let's. Here's the thing, and I think this is somewhat fascinating. My 10-year-old son got an invite to another kid's birthday party. Kids' birthday parties
again.
The last few weeks. It's you know why? It's because school started. That's why.
Oh yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we're hearing. That's why we're getting flooded. The party is at one of those paintball places. My son was all excited about it. I felt, as his father, that I should warn him that paintballs can sting and you might get a bruise. True story.
Right.
I have a scar on my second knuckle of my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
We played paintball in Portland, Oregon, of all places. We played paintball and it was snowing. So we did a bit on the radio. Hey, whose business is still open? If you're still open, the whole place is shut down because there's 4 inches of snow. Shut up, East Coasters. But, you know, the whole city was shut down.
I feel that, though.
And we were like, hey, who's still open? And this guy goes, I have a four-wheel drive vehicle. I run a paintball joint. You guys should come and play. We were like, we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We got a four-wheel drive vehicle, too. Mm-hmm. We all piled in. It went to the paintball joint. It was freezing cold, right? No heat in the building because, you know, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, of course.
And I got hit with a paintball on my knuckle, and because it was cold, my knuckle split wide open. And I have a scar to this day.
Oh, dang. Sorry about that.
So, he tells his 10-year-old son, I felt that I should warn him that paintballs can sting and leave bruises. He panicked and decided not to go. Well, was I right? Okay, so he has a number of questions. Was he right in warning his son?
No.
He was not right.
I don't think so.
My mom would present me with all of the information and then let me make my own decision.
Yeah, same.
Now, my mother would have mocked me for panicking and not going. She would have called me names that you probably can't. A, you can't say on the radio. B, parents can't say that to their kids anymore because, you know, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, she would have questioned my ability
everything
to provide as an adult.
Oh.
Like, she questioned my mom. No, it was fine. Michaela, do you feel that she was wrong or that he was wrong in telling his 10-year-old that, hey, this might hurt?
No, I think it's good that he did. I think it's okay.
Adrian, father of a 6-year-old.
No, he wasn't wrong at all. That's what you're supposed to do. Let him know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is 10 too young to play paintball?
No. And, you know, I am not a parent, but I have worked with children for, I don't know, over 20 years or so. That's how you get experience. My parents never warned me, you know, when I was a little girl and went to Girl Scouts about experiences and things like that.
Yeah.
That's how you learn, you know?
Yeah.
And learn from not a warning, but also from how his friends react in that situation.
Yeah,
so
sure.
That's my opinion.
Great.
Awesome. Rapid fire. Okay. Just rapid fire. Yes or no? Should a 10-year-old see a PG-13 movie? Yeah, I say yes.
Yeah.
Stacy?
Yes.
Adrian?
Yes.
Should a 10-year-old shoot?
No.
Just yes or no. We don't have time. Yes or no. Should a 10-year-old shoot a real gun?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's what I did.
Yeah.
I actually got a marksmanship and a safety badge at camp, at sleepaway camp. Should a 10-year-old bungee jump?
Sure. Yes.
No.
Adrian. Quick.
No.
God, no. Not 10. Should a 10-year-old get dropped off and picked up from a mall? What's a mall? God, who even knows what that is?
Are you ready in the morning?
While I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Stacey, we do need one more bit of information out of you. Anderson .Paak or Sarah Silverman?
Anderson .Paak, of course.
Got him. Sarah Silverman tickets, we're going to save them. We'll give them away at 8:25.
Love the way to do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the
week. KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Some of you are going to go, okay, this is weird. It's not. I can explain. For those of you who have not met our friend Jacoby Shaddix, welcome to the Chet Buchanan
Show. What's up? What's good?
You may know Jacoby as the lead singer of Papa Roach, and you're like, on this station?
Yeah, dude, what? You let the Cut My Life Into Pieces guy in the room? Let's go.
What's up? Our last resort, my guy. Yes.
We were just talking. I can't believe Papa Roach has been around for... You're celebrating 25 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah, man, it's a trip. It blows my mind that we're still in the game, still making an impact, still making music, still connecting.
The kids from Vacaville.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
It's awesome.
What's the greatest gig you ever did? I ask this question a lot. What's the greatest gig? If I said, what's the most special gig that you can remember, what pops into
your head? I'd say maybe Rock and Rio. We did Rock and Rio. It was like Oasis, Foo Fighters, Papa Roach, Guns N' Roses, Britney Spears, Queens of the Stone Age. It was like one of those festivals. I'm like, am I really here? Is this really happening?
Who are these people? And that crowd never ends.
Oh, no. It's like maybe 300,000 people. When we flew in, they pick us up from the airport in the helicopter, and I'm like riding in on a helicopter looking down at the sea of people. I'm like, is this... pinching myself.
Oh my God. How often does that happen? Where they gotta bring you in by helicopter?
I've only done that a couple times, but it was pretty bitching.
Yeah.
I was like, I need more of this.
Yeah.
Have you played the Gorge in Washington?
Played the Gorge many times. Yeah, that's a beautiful venue.
Isn't that one of those where they take stunner. You in by the helicopter?
No, I didn't take a helicopter to that one unless I was severely inebriated and I didn't know I was on a helicopter.
Didn't realize.
No, they brought me in on a roller coaster, man.
How? Okay, so this is way interesting to me. How does the Papa Roach guy end up doing a song with Carrie Underwood?
So she did an interview with our friend Jose Megan on Octane, and she was talking about her love for rock and metal music, and she cited us. She said, oh, we love Papa Roach. We listen to them all the time at the house. And my friend sent me the interview. He's like, dude, you hear this? And I was like, oh, snap, like she's down. So we pulled through Nashville. We did a tour and invited her and her husband out to the show. They came out to the show, met them. And then soon after, me and my wife were in Vegas. We went out to go see her at Reflections at her show. And I was just blown away. And after the show, we were hanging out. And my wife kind of just threw it out there. We were just, you know, post-show kick it. And my wife was like, oh, it'd be amazing if you got on a P. Roach song. That would, like, blow my mind.
Yeah.
And Carrie and I kind of looked at each other like, that'd be kind of tight, you know? And then, you know, the night went on. And then I left and I told the team, I was like, dude, maybe she's the one, you know? So we hit her and her team up, and, you know, we told them we've been working with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention with the cause for this song and the message of the song. And instantly she hit us back and she's like, I'm in, let's do it. And
and
next thing you know, I flew out to Nashville with my producer, Nick Furlong, and cut the vocal in the studio. And it was just like hearing her, you know, when we pulled the mic up and heard her voice on the track, it was just like, there's something magic in it. It was really a vibe. And then afterwards, she's like, you want to do a sing through? And I'm like, sing through? What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, we'll just go in the room and, you know, just sing the song live together. And I'm like, okay, cool. We'll get to that. And I go in the bathroom and I'm like, looking at myself, I'm like, you got this. You could do this.
Yes.
You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Crazy.
I'm like, okay, cool. Let me go get in the room and we're going to go do this. And so we went out there and we shot a bunch of TikToks, some footage and stuff like that. And we're singing it live together. And it was dope to sing with somebody that's just such a solid vocalist, you know?
Yeah.
And
oh, she's incredible.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I'm a rock and roll guy, you know? So it was a vibe. And I'm just so stoked. And it's a collab that nobody knew that they wanted.
And honestly, we can thank your wife for that. Like, another reason why wives are just incredible.
Yeah, dude, my wife kicks ass. Uh-huh. Shout out to my wife, Kelly. I love you, baby. I've been with my wife 27 years, married through this whole thing, you know, and like she's been a rock to me, you know. And so it's pretty rad that she just threw that out there. I was like, oh snap. I didn't tell her like, hey babe, tell her it would be cool if you sang on a Papa Roach song. We were just, you know, it was in conversation.
Yeah,
and then I was like, that'd be kind of tight. Like, what's up?
Cool. Jacoby Shaddix, the lead singer of Papa Roach. It's got a song, we've been talking about it, with Carrie Underwood. It's called Leave a Light On. Why? This is it's a silly question, but it's so why mental health?
I mean, we've been singing about it since the beginning. Our first song, Last Resort.
Yeah.
You know, that song was a cry for help. And music has been a way for me to deal with the traumas of my past, deal with the confusion and wild ruckus that life can bring. And years later, we wanted to write a response to that cry for help. And so Leave a Light On was born. And, you know, suicide is at a peak. It's, yeah, it's a leading cause of death in America. And we want to use our platform to bring hope, you know, and I think it's important to speak a message of hope to the people that I'm here for you. I got your back. And that's what the message of the song is. And that's what the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is all about. Their campaign is called Talk Away the Dark. And our song is called Leave a Light On. Okay. So it was just like, it just fit like a glove. And it's, I'm just so grateful that we found a cause that is in line with the message that we've been speaking about for so many years. And so I understand the darkness. I understand the struggle. And I've used music as a way to navigate through that.
It's awesome.
I think it shows too that genres don't matter, whether it's rock, pop, country.
Oh, yeah. I love
music. Just
them.
Speaks, and when it's mental health or suicide prevention, that's what people are listening to.
And and putting their money where their mouth is too. That the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention will receive the royalties that this song generates. So you and Carrie have just said,
yeah,
just take it.
We're turning over all the royalties to the AFSP forever. It's just it's a movement. It's a cause. It's a purpose. You know, the fans have afforded me, given me such a great life. And, you know, I've got a philanthropic heart. I care about people and I want to give back. And it's just important to me. I feel it's very important to give back. And it's part of, like, what legacy do I want to leave behind? What do I want to show my boys, my kids, who I am as a man? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I feel it's important for me to get out there and do some good in the world.
I'm grabbing my phone, not to be rude.
No, it's
we're donating $100 right now.
Oh, bam. Right on.
Yeah.
You know what?
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I was going to say we'll donate $1,000, but I didn't want my wife to kill me because I know she's listening right now.
His wife will fix that,
we'll
too.
I'll match your $100 right now.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay, then I'm going $5.
I'll match your $5.
And now we got $1,000.
Bam. There we go.
And that's how you get it done.
It's so great.
Yeah, it's a beautiful cause and a beautiful purpose. And, you know, I've met the people that are answering the phones. You know, I've gone around the country and met, like, people in the local chapters of the AFSP. Mm. And it's our neighbors. It's your teachers. Yep. It's your cops. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's your firemen, your garbage men. It's the community lifting up the community. That's what this cause is.
I could do this for an hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a call from our boss pretty soon if we don't go. But
thanks for having me, man.
Dude.
Thank you.
Anything.
Thank
you, guys. Here's what I tell a lot of people. And okay, you've got us for life now. I got a truck. I got a shovel. If you ever need it, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm just Italian, so I'll just come in hot.
That's you got my back.
I'm 5'2", but I'm insane, so we're good.
Before we do run, though, Vegas is special to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Vegas is special to Papa Roach.
I love this town.
Yeah, and it loves you back.
It loves you.
It's a for real. I ended up in an ER one time, and I kind of lost my head in this town one time and had a bit of a traumatic experience in Vegas. And one of our hit songs was born from that experience. I remember getting on an airplane, flying back home, grabbing the little barf bag and writing the lyrics to our song Scars on this thing, and put it to a song that our guitar player had sent me, and it just really reinvented who we were as a band. And yeah, man, I've had some wild times in this city, but I got a lot of love for Vegas. I've been coming here for years and I will continue to come here.
Jacoby Shaddix, Papa Roach, Carrie Underwood. The song is called Leave a Light On. And crossing, like you were saying, format doesn't matter.
Nope.
Genre doesn't matter. It's just a great song. It's great to meet you, bro.
Thanks for having me.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So we were just talking about Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach, which is way out of, obviously, what we normally... We don't play a lot of Papa Roach on this song or on this station. I got to be honest with you.
True.
But the long and the short of it is his PR guy is a friend of Michaela's from way back. Mm-hmm. And then we knew about the song with Carrie Underwood. So that kind of made some sense.
Totally.
Because that started to bring it more into our kitchen.
Yeah.
And then the mental health message, I was like, there's something here.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think it is. It's like,
I want to be his best friend.
But he was amazing. He's so cool.
And he smells good. He
smells delicious. I'm trying to write down. I'm going to have to text Paul what that scent was.
It's different if I say he smells delicious. That's not right. No, no, but he's a he's a really good dude, and he means what he says.
Yeah.
And that was, I will tell you, that was worth it. So again, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, my 500's already in, so is his. That's what it was the last word he said on the way out the door.
He's matching you.
He's like, got you right now. He pulled his phone out. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
Great dude. And the song with Carrie Underwood called Leave a Light On. So.
Yeah, it's great. I know. It felt good.
Good times.
Yeah.
And I understand. Now, obviously, we're not so competitive and so head in the sand. You know, there's a little music thing going on in town this weekend. It's all right, I guess.
Oh, whatever.
And apparently Jacoby will be introducing this guy.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
You say you were going to F me up? Is that what you just said?
No, but I maybe should have. Get you a little frightened on this Friday.
Why? Why are you so you're aggressive today? I like it. I'm not saying I don't
Thank
like
you
it.
So much.
No, I like
could
it.
You imagine I said that? Never.
Oh, don't.
Oh, don't.
All
you act
innocent.
All innocent.
Not me.
You know
I'm not. You know I'm not. Adrian, what's going on in that room, dude? You all right?
Yes, sir.
Who's on the phone? Who's this person trying to talk to us right now?
We got Lisa Nelson.
Is that you, Lisa? Is that you, Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, she's got her radio up. That's why.
Hi.
Rule one of calling the radio station, you always have to turn your radio all the way down.
Yeah, I heard you tell other people that, too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know what? But you do what you want. Yeah. You don't care. And nor should you.
She's the boss.
That's right.
It's so nice to talk to you guys. Oh, my God. I listen to y'all every morning.
You're very sweet.
God.
Well, you're going to like us even more now that we're giving you Sarah Silverman tickets.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Isn't that why you called?
Are you honestly serious?
Oh, my God.
Well, that would, for the record, it would really suck if I went, no, just kidding.
Psych.
Yeah, sorry, hang up. You know, and I hung up the phone. That would be awful. That would be so terrible. After all of this love and goodwill that we built up, for me to disappoint you in that way would be awful.
We could never.
Yeah.
Yes, it would. Oh, my Lord. My cheeks hurt now.
Okay. Have an amazing weekend.
Anything. Oh, my God. This is so well.
This is the greatest ever.
Such an emotional morning this morning too.
Everybody is, Mama.
Telling you, everybody. We hear that a lot, and that's why we're trying to.
Oh my Lord!
We're just here to try and change that mood. Okay, we got to put you on hold. Hang on 1 second. We also just found out. Is it true that somehow we, and by we I mean me, got away with not giving away the last New Kids meet and greet?
I don't know if you've gotten away with it, according to our text line.
Point well taken.
Keep us accountable.
Sir. Hey, where's that meet and greet? Where is it? I've got to be honest with you. I saw them. You're in my DMs. I see all of it. I looked at it and I went, what are they talking about? In my own defense, I'll take the L on this one. In my own defense, it's been a very busy morning.
Yes, it has.
It's been a very busy morning.
Yes.
And I'm putting up with moody Michaela over here.
That's right, he is. And I'm putting up with him. Chatty Chet.
Who earlier was begging to be tased this morning.
It's true. It's the old. It's like the old cartoon where it's the one big dog that's like bump 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 bump, and then the little yappy dog around there. Hey, what are we going to do today? That's me. I'm the little yappy dog.
No,
Michaela's the bump 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 because she's the one handling business.
Usually
it's flipped. Usually I'm the bus driver going, all right, everybody focus, quit screwing around. We got to stop that out. But today I'm in full Friday mode and just like, hey everybody, come on, let's play. Let's screw around.
And it's the weekend.
Yeah, and Michaela's like, can we not right now?
Straighten up.
So I'll take the L on this one that apparently I've neglected to give away the full complement of New Kids meet and greet passes. So I'll make you this promise. The last one coming up in 15 minutes, as long as you're free at 10:30 this morning. Okay? We'll give it away at 9. I promise. I won't screw it up. Chet Buchanan Show. You should invite me on stage. We should sing this together.
Don't say that because I will, Chet. And I will expect you to get up there. Mm-hmm, I will.
That's a really bad idea. Can I tell you my third favorite thing that's happened today?
Yeah.
I'm not going to rat out who it is. But it was also, they go, what's happening? Because they thought that we changed format. Because it's 98.5. It says on their radio, 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, sure.
Fiesta Radio. And it's in Spanish. And they thought, they finally came for us. The day finally came. I was like, that was it. Get rid of them.
Sayonara.
And I think, isn't that HD3?
Yeah, I think so.
So somebody hit us something.
Yeah.
But they thought,
like, what happened?
What? How? Where are you, buddy? Are you okay?
And hello. I'm like,
and no, and I told him, because it's in Spanish. And I said, no, that's me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I would be remiss if I did not also remind you that in about 10 minutes, give or take, I'm serious this time. The final pair of, I thought we were already done.
Yeah.
The final pair of meet and greet passes for New Kids on the Block. Just make sure that you're available later on this morning. What?
We just got Jacoby and his publicist said, that was so good and so fun. Thank you again so much for having us.
Oh, our new best friend, Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
No, I really do. If you really are listening, I want to be your friend. Call me. Kayla, when was the last ticket you got?
Oh my God. It's a couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah, for my registration. In the same week, I got pulled over twice. I was so embarrassed.
Somebody got me for that, too.
Really?
You know my story about that.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. Because we're literally living the same life right now, and we're just waiting to get into the DMV.
I just straight up spaced it. My registration was due in January, mm-hmm. and I just flat blew through it.
Yeah.
And didn't do it. And then we were talking about, we replaced my mother-in-law's sticker.
Yeah.
And I was like, make sure you cut the thing so that nobody can steal your sticker. You know, you're supposed to.
Of course, slice it up.
And then I looked at my car, you know, go here, look at mine. You know, I do it type of thing.
and then I noticed it wasn't.
Hey, somebody stole my sticker. So then I went online to make, because I was like, gosh, do I have to get a new sticker or whatever? And then I found out I hadn't registered my car.
Yeah.
This guy in Georgia got a speeding ticket. He was doing 90 and a 55. He got the ticket. Do you know how much it was for?
$200.
$1.4 million.
No. Why?
He goes, I knew I was going to be fined, substantially. But 1.4 was beyond my comprehension, he said. So he calls them, and they told him, no, dude, that's really 1.4. However, they later explained the amount was just an auto-generated placeholder. The fine wasn't going to be any more than 1,000, but they just put a number in, and that's what the computer chose.
Just a cool 1.4 million.
And it's like, how much do I get for the heart attack?
Yeah. You know? I'm not even going to live to pay for the ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, as promised, 702-364-9890. I don't know how this happened, but it did. We have one final one. This is it, right? No more, right? We're done.
Yes, this is it. The final one.
Because I can't be trusted to keep track, obviously.
It's confirmed. I looked at you because I'm the one trusted.
Now you're questioning yourself.
You're like, yeah, you're looking at me. I'm like, no, it's not me. No.
To the thousands of women trying to get these tickets to the husbands, everybody, there is one pair of passes left.
to the thousands in attendance and the millions watching worldwide.
Hey!
This can't. No, you can't. You can't go any further than that. There's copyright infringement, and they'll come after you.
No, I was just saying the amount of husbands. Shout out to you guys. You're trying.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm Noma.
I know. That's pretty cute, actually.
Hi, KLUC. Is this radio station? Yeah. Here, let's role play. You be me, I'll be the caller. Or you just be you, and I'll be the caller.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, radio station.
Yes, it is. 98.5 KLUC.
You guys doing some sort of contest?
Yes, we are.
My wife told me to call.
Your wife told you to. Is this about the New Kids on the Block meet and greet?
Oh, hell, I don't know. Okay. Am I the winner?
Yeah. Yes.
There's been a lot of that. There's been plenty of
honestly,
that.
Honestly, though, I respect it. I think it's nice that the husbands are trying to please their wives.
Well, yeah. Could we play you a song, sir? Yeah, well, yeah, sure. You got any Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Well, as a matter of fact, you smart. Yes, we do. 702-364-9898. You want to meet NKOTB? They want to meet you. Be caller 25 right now. Wait 1 minute. Just got to let that breathe, everyone. Mm-hmm. So I'll just let it. Mm-hmm. You want to hear the whole song? You want to, you know, or just hear most of it? Okay, now.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
All right, who drew the lucky straw, Adrian? Who's on the phone?
Our lucky winner, Amanda Stevens from Centennial Hills.
Ah, man, I'm serious. If we had lottery, you should buy a ticket.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you fell backwards into this, but you sure did.
I'm so excited.
We're excited for you.
Yay!
Okay, so can you clear your schedule for later on this morning and come meet New Kids on the Block?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
It's done. You get the very last one. Now, I was told to not mention this at all ever again.
Mm.
So I'm not going to mention the fact that, from what I understand, that we're going to be giving out tickets to the residency.
Oh, yeah, that
part was announced. Yeah, that we're giving out tickets before you can buy them, but only for the people that are there. We'll have, you know, this show will have tickets next week.
Yeah.
But that's for those people to worry about. You are special.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's so great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, all right. So we'll see you hour and a half or so.
Okay. So 10:30?
Yeah. Give or take.
We'll talk.
We might need you a couple of minutes earlier than that.
Okay.
All right. Well, hang on. Talk to Adrian. I'm not the detail guy. Adrian knows stuff.
Yeah. He's just the good news guy.
I can't be trusted. It's Friday.
He's in rare form.
Am I?
Yeah, and I'm very into it. This is a version I have not seen yet, and I would like to request him more often.
Chet, you have role played today. You have wanted to get tased. You are celebrating an anniversary this weekend. You are in for a great time, my friend. A great time.
Or is it Amy, his wife?
When I asked the guy. Oh, yeah. I did. I was like, tased? What are you talking about? Hang on. Let me get it back on. So, Amanda, you're probably wondering what they're talking about. So I went to one of those guys that go, you can't go this way. And I was weighing my options because I just said, okay, let's just play this out, bro. You're just doing your job. I'm not sweating you, but I go this way. So the Aces game list. I go this way. Every single game I go since 2018 when the team started. And I go, so will you tackle me? If in fact I do walk past you, mm-hmm. will you tackle me? Because that could be fun.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he goes, well, you can't go this way. Like, I totally baffled him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let me ask you another question. Do you have zip ties? Because if in fact you do tackle me, then am I going to get, you know, tied up?
Are these questions or requests? We don't know.
You don't know what kind of mood I was in last night. You don't know what I was feeling.
And not us to judge.
Just feeling some sort of way.
Safe space.
So, and then I said, by the looks of you, I don't think you have a taser, but is that also possibly part of the plan? And he just kind of looked at me, and I don't want to say his lip was quivering or anything, but he was just like, you can't go this way. And then my friend who's the supervisor, who, by the way, I believe it was not properly communicated because I got to literally have a pass that says go wherever you want.
And a handful of coffees, nine of them.
I didn't want to bring that part up.
All right.
But and they just know who you are.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't they know who I think I am? No, but I literally have a pass that says I can go anywhere. So I would assume that would mean I could go in that door that I've gone.
All the time.
Right. But I really did want to weigh my options as to, okay, I understand you're telling me I can't, but what if I do?
Yeah. Well, thank God for that guy because it gave us a great story this morning that I'll be laughing about all week.
Yeah. And then luckily his boss came over and went, what are we doing? And I just don't think it was communicated properly.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just let people walk in.
No.
Well, no, because you have to have rules because otherwise it's anarchy. Right? Right, Amanda?
Of course.
Okay, I'm going.
Of course.
All right, I'm going.
This is their first day. They don't know better.
She's like, I only have an hour now to get my outfit. I only have an hour to get ready. Can I get off the phone, please? Can we talk about this when I get there? Says Amanda.
Keep your zip ties.
She's got a Christmas special, and we want to fly you away to see her. Check out the Odyssey app for Sabrina Carpenter.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Can I just give one piece of advice going into the weekend?
All right.
Stop taking health advice from TikTok.
Okay, I feel attacked.
Because you keep putting workout booty videos up?
No, because I get a lot of information from TikTok, like including
what?
Health.
Like, what was the last one where you went, okay, I'm going to do this?
Okay, there was actually it was skincare, but I feel like it really did work. You have to put you have to put castor oil all over your face at night. It's called like slugging, and it's supposed to be really good and hydrating for your face. It ended up clogging my pores. It did not work for
me.
And it helped make my facial hair grow a little bit more. And that also is upsetting.
What's your trainer's first name?
Andy.
Yeah, I would love to see you go into Andy and go, hey, I saw this on TikTok.
Oh my God, he'd murder me.
I know I'm paying you whatever you pay a trainer.
Yeah.
For, you know, because obviously when you look at me, you go, that's a guy who pays a trainer. But the latest health advice from TikTok, and apparently people are doing it, they're called crunchers.
Uh-huh.
And the new health advice from TikTok is start eating dirt.
Why, Chet?
They claim that it can help everything under the sun, from improving gut health to reducing wrinkles and curing acne.
We don't have anything else that could help cure those things. We're just now eating dirt.
Including a doctor who says this is a good idea. My God. Now, apparently, you don't just, you know, grab. We talked about people having pregnancy cravings, and apparently brick dust is a big one.
What?
Powdered laundry detergent is another big one. So that's what I think of when I think of this. But they say, yeah, don't just get dirt out of your yard and just start chowing down, because that's a bad idea. Because normal dirt usually has, you know, like chemicals, rusty nails, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to do this, you need special dirt called biodynamic. First of all, you don't want to do this.
Yeah, just how about just don't? I used to do it when I was little, truth or dare with my cousins. I would eat dirt. I'm fine. I don't know if my skincare is any better, but just.
And not the most interesting of the truth or dare. You walked right into that.
I did.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I would imagine tow truck drivers are probably pretty prepared to deal with attitude.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nobody's in a good mood when the tow truck driver shows up.
Never. Oh, God.
Especially in New York City.
Oh, the worst.
And then there's this. A 55-year-old man named Russell Liosa was arrested.
That was pretty good, Chetty.
Homeboy went on the warpath when he saw his pickup truck being hooked up to the tow truck. So he runs up, threatens the driver, of course.
Of course. Those poor drivers.
Then hops in and steals the tow truck. Now, here's the catch. His truck is attached to the tow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Say you were going to F me up? Is that what you just said?
No, but I maybe should have. Get you a little frightened on this Friday.
Why? Why are you so you're aggressive today? I like it. I'm not saying I don't
Thank
like
you so
it.
Much.
I know.
No,
I like
could
it.
You imagine I said that? Never.
Oh, don't.
Oh, don't. You act
innocent.
All innocent.
Not me.
You know I'm not.
You know I'm not. Adrian, what's going on in that room, dude? You all right?
Yes, sir.
Who's on the phone? Who's this person trying to talk to us right now?
We got Lisa Nelson.
Is that you, Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, she's got her radio up. That's why.
Hi.
Rule one of calling the radio station, you always have to turn your radio all the way down.
Yeah, I heard you tell other people that, too.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? But you do what you want. Yeah. You don't care. And nor should you.
She's the boss.
That's right.
It's so nice to talk to you guys. Oh, my God. I listen to y'all every morning.
You're very sweet.
God.
Well, you're going to like us even more now that we're giving you Sarah Silverman tickets.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Isn't that why you called?
Are you honestly serious?
Oh, my God.
Well, that would, for the record, it would really suck if I went, no, just kidding.
Psych.
Yeah, sorry, hang up. You know, and I hung up the phone. That would be awful. That would be so terrible. After all of this. After all of this love and goodwill that we built up, for me to disappoint you in that way would be awful.
We could never.
Yeah.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Oh, my Lord. My cheeks hurt now.
Okay. Have an amazing weekend.
Anything. Oh, my God. I feel so well.
This is the greatest ever.
Such an emotional morning this morning too. It's so
everybody is, Mama.
Telling you, everybody. It's we hear that a lot, and that's why we're trying to.
Oh my Lord!
We're just here to try and change that mood. Okay, we got to put you on hold. Hang on 1 second. We also just found out. Is it true that somehow we, and by we I mean me, got away with not giving away the last New Kids meet and greet?
I don't know if you've gotten away with it, according to our text line.
Point well taken.
Keep us accountable.
Sir. Hey, where's that meet and greet? Where is it? I've got to be honest with you. I saw them. You're in my DMs. I see all of it. I looked at it and I went, what are they talking about? In my own defense, I'll take the L on this one. In my own defense, it's been a very busy morning.
Yes, it has.
It's been a very busy morning.
Yes.
And I'm putting up with moody Michaela over here.
That's right, he is. And I'm putting up with him. Chatty Chet.
Stop. Who earlier was begging to be tased this morning.
It's true. It's the old. It's like the old cartoon where it's the one big dog that's like bump 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 bump, and then the little yappy dog around there. Hey, what are we going to do today? That's me. I'm the little yappy dog.
No,
Michaela's the bump 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 because she's the one handling business.
No, usually
it's flipped. Usually I'm the bus driver going, all right, everybody focus, quit screwing around. We got to stop that out. But today I'm in full Friday mode and just like, hey everybody, come on, let's play. Let's screw around.
And it's the weekend.
Yeah, and Michaela's like, can we not right now?
Straighten up.
So I'll take the L on this one that apparently I've neglected to give away the full complement of New Kids meet and greet passes. So I'll make you this promise. The last one coming up in 15 minutes, as long as you're free at 10:30 this morning. Okay? We'll give it away at 9. I promise. I won't screw it up. Chet Buchanan Show. You should invite me on stage. We should sing this together.
Don't say that because I will, Chet. And I will expect you to get up there. I will.
That's a really bad idea. Can I tell you my third favorite thing that's happened today?
Yeah.
I'm not going to rat out who it is. But it was awesome. They go, what's happening? Because they thought that we changed format. Because it's 98.5. It says on their radio, 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, sure.
Fiesta Radio. And it's in Spanish. And they thought, they finally came for us. The day finally came. I was like, that was it. Get rid of them.
Sayonara.
And I think, isn't that HD3?
Yeah, I think so.
So somebody hit us something.
Yeah.
But they thought,
they're like, what happened?
What out? Where are you, buddy? Are you okay?
And hello. I'm
like, and no, and I told him, because it's in Spanish. And I said, no, that's me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I would be remiss if I did not also remind you that in about 10 minutes, give or take, I'm serious this time. The final pair of, I thought we were already done.
Yeah.
The final pair of meet and greet passes for New Kids on the Block. Just make sure that you're available later on this morning. What?
We just got Jacoby and his publicist said, that was so good and so fun. Thank you again so much for having us.
Oh, our new best friend, Jacoby Shaddix from Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
No, I really do. If you really are listening, I want to be your friend. Call me. Kayla, when was the last ticket you got?
Oh, my God. A couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah, for my registration. In the same week, I got pulled over twice. I was so embarrassed.
Somebody got me for that, too.
Really?
You know my story about that.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it because we're literally living the same life right now, and we're just waiting to get into the DMV.
I just straight up spaced it. My registration was due in January, mm-hmm. and I just flat blew through it.
Yeah.
And didn't do it. And then we were talking about... We replaced my mother-in-law's sticker.
Yeah.
And I was like, make sure you cut the thing so that nobody can steal your sticker. You know, you're supposed to...
Of course, slice it up.
And then I looked at my car, you know, go here, look at mine. You know, I do it type of thing.
and then I noticed it wasn't.
Hey, somebody stole my sticker. So then I went online... because I was like, gosh, do I have to get a new sticker or whatever? And then I found out I hadn't registered my car.
Yeah.
This guy in Georgia got a speeding ticket. He was doing 90 and a 55. He got the ticket. Do you know how much it was for?
$200.
$1.4 million.
No. Why?
He goes, I knew I was going to be fined, substantially. But 1.4 was beyond my comprehension, he said. So he calls them, and they told him, no, dude, that's really 1.4. However, they later explained the amount was just an auto-generated placeholder. The fine wasn't going to be any more than $1,000, but they just Oof. Put a number in, and that's what the computer chose.
Just a cool $1.4 million.
And it's like... How much do I get for the heart attack?
Yeah. You know? I'm not even going to live to pay for the ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right. As promised, 702-364-9890. I don't know how this happened, but it did. We have one final... What? This is it, right? No more, right? We're done.
Yes, this is it. The final one.
Because I can't be trusted to keep track, obviously.
It's confirmed. I looked at you because I'm the one trusted.
Now you're questioning yourself.
You're like, yeah, you're looking at me. I'm like, no, it's not me, no.
To the thousands of women trying to get these tickets to the husbands, everybody, there is one pair of passes left.
To the thousands in attendance and the millions watching worldwide.
Hey!
You can't go any further than that. There's copyright infringement and they'll come after you.
No, I was just saying the amount of husbands. Shout out to you guys. You're trying.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm Nova.
I know. That's pretty cute, actually.
Hi, KLUC. Is this radio station? Yeah. Yeah. Here, let's role play. You be me, I'll be the caller. Or you just be you and I'll be the caller.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, radio station.
Yes, it is. 98.5 KOC.
Are you guys doing some sort of contest?
Yes, we are.
My wife told me to come.
Your wife told you to. Is this about the New Kids on the Block meet and greet?
Oh, hell, I don't know. Okay. Am I the winner?
Yeah. yes.
There's been a lot of that. There's been plenty of
honestly,
that.
Honestly, though, I respect it. I think it's nice that the husbands are trying to please their wives.
Well, yeah. Could we play you a song, sir? Yeah, well, yeah, sure. You got any Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Well, as a matter of fact, you smart. Yes, we do. 702-364-9898. You want to meet NKOTB? They want to meet you. Be caller 25 right now. Wait 1 minute. Just got to let that breathe, everyone. Mm-hmm. So I'll just let it. Mm-hmm. You want to hear the whole song? You want to, you know, or just hear most of it? Okay, now.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
All right, who drew the lucky straw, Adrian? Who's on the phone?
Our lucky winner, Amanda Stevens from Centennial Hills.
Ah, man, I'm serious. If we had lottery, you should buy a ticket.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you fell backwards into this, but you sure did.
I'm so excited.
We're excited for
Yay.
You. Okay, so can you clear your schedule for later on this morning and come meet New Kids on the Block?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
good.
It's done. You get the very last one. Now, I was told to not mention this at all ever again.
Mm.
So I'm not going to mention the fact that, from what I understand, that we're going to be giving out tickets to the residency.
Oh yeah, that
was announced. that we're giving out tickets before you can buy them, but only for the people that are there. We'll have, you know, this show will have tickets next week.
Yeah,
but that's for those people to worry about. You are special.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's so great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, all right. So we'll see you in an hour and a half or so.
Okay. So 10:30?
Yeah. Give or take.
We'll talk.
We might need you a couple of minutes earlier than that.
Okay.
All right. Well, hang on. Talk to Adrian. I'm not the detail guy. Adrian knows.
Yeah. He's just the good news guy.
I can't be trusted. It's Friday.
He's in rare form.
Am I?
Yeah, and I'm very into it. This is a version I have not seen yet, and I would like to request him more often.
Chet, you have role played today. You have wanted to get tased. You are celebrating an anniversary this weekend. You are in for a great time, my friend. A great time.
Or is it Amy, his wife?
Oh, when I asked the guy. Oh, yeah. I did. I was like, tased? What are you talking about? Hang on. Let me get it back on. So, Amanda, you're probably wondering what they're talking about. So I went to one of those guys. They go, you can't go this way. And I was weighing my options because I just said, okay, let's just play this out, bro. You're just doing your job. I'm not sweating you, but I go this way. So the Aces game list. I go this way every single game. I go since 2018 when the team started, and I go, so will you tackle me? If in fact I do walk past you, mm-hmm. will you tackle me? Because that could be fun.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he goes, well, you can't go this way. Like, I totally baffled him. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, let me ask you another question. Do you have zip ties? Because if in fact you do tackle me, then am I going to get, you know, tied up?
Are these questions or requests? We don't know.
You don't know what kind of mood I was in last night. You don't know what I was feeling.
And not us to judge.
Just feeling some sort of way.
Safe space.
So, and then I said, by the looks of you, I don't think you have a taser, but is that also possibly part of the plan? And he just kind of looked at me, and I don't want to say his lip was quivering or anything, but he was just like, you can't go this way. And then my friend who's the supervisor, who, by the way, I believe it was not properly communicated, because I got literally I have a pass that says go wherever you want.
And a handful of coffees, 9 of them.
I didn't want to bring that part up.
All right.
But and they still know who you are.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't they know who I think I am? No, but I literally have a pass that says I can go anywhere. So I would assume that would mean I could go in that door that I've gone
all the time.
Right. But I really did want to weigh my options as to, okay, I understand you're telling me I can't, but what if I do?
Yeah. Well, thank God for that guy, because it gave us a great story this morning that I'll be laughing about all week.
Yeah. And then luckily his boss came over and went, what are we doing? And I just don't think it was communicated properly.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just let people walk in.
No.
Well, no, because you have to have rules, because otherwise it's anarchy. Right? Right, Amanda? Okay, I'm going.
Of course.
All right, I'm going.
This is their first day. They don't know better.
She's like, I only have an hour now to get my to get my outfit. I only have an hour to get ready. Can I get off the phone, please? Can we talk about this when I get there? Says Amanda.
Keep your zip ties.
She's got a Christmas special, and we want to fly you away to see her. Check out the Odyssey app for Sabrina Carpenter.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Can I just give one piece of advice going into the weekend?
All right.
Stop taking health advice from TikTok.
Okay, I feel attacked.
Because you keep putting workout booty videos up?
No, because I get a lot of information from TikTok, like including
what?
Health.
Like, what was the last one where you went, okay, I'm going to do this?
Okay, there was actually it was skincare, but I feel like it really did work. You have to put you have to put castor oil all over your face at night. It's called like slugging, and it's supposed to be really good and hydrating for your face. It ended up clogging my pores. It did not work for me. And it helped make my facial hair grow a little bit more. And that also is upsetting.
What's your trainer's first name?
Andy.
Yeah, I would love to see you go into Andy and go, hey, I saw this on TikTok.
Oh my God, he'd murder me.
I know I'm paying you whatever you pay a trainer.
Yeah.
For, you know, because obviously when you look at me, you go, that's a guy who pays a trainer. But the latest health advice from TikTok, and apparently people are doing it, they're called crunchers.
Uh-huh.
And the new health advice from TikTok is start eating dirt.
Why, Chet?
They claim that it can help everything under the sun, from improving gut health to reducing wrinkles and curing acne.
We don't have anything else that could help cure those things. We're just now eating dirt.
Including a doctor who says this is a good idea. My God. Now, apparently, you don't just, you know, grab. We talked about people having pregnancy cravings, and apparently brick dust is a big one.
What?
Powdered laundry detergent is another big one. So that's what I think of when I think of this. But they say, yeah, don't just get dirt out of your yard and just start chowing down, because that's a bad idea. Because normal dirt usually has, you know, like chemicals, rusty nails, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to do this, you need special dirt called biodynamic. First of all, you don't want to do this.
Yeah, just how about just don't? I used to do it when I was little, truth or dare with my cousins. I would eat dirt. I'm fine. I don't know if my skincare is any better, but just.
And not the most interesting of the truth or dare. You walked right into that. You walked right into that.
I did.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I would imagine tow truck drivers are probably pretty prepared to deal with attitude.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nobody's in a good mood when the tow truck driver shows up.
Never. Oh, God.
Especially in New York City.
Oh, the worst.
And then there's this. A 55-year-old man named Russell Liosa was arrested.
That was pretty good, Chetty.
Homeboy went on the warpath when he saw his pickup truck being hooked up to the tow truck. So he runs up, threatens the driver, of course.
Of course. Those poor drivers.
Then hops in and steals the tow truck. Now, here's the catch. His truck is attached to the tow truck. Sort of.
Oh, no. It totally backfired, didn't it?
As he's making his getaway, his truck, which still had an open door, is slamming against multiple cars parked along the street. This is right out of a movie. Damaging every single one of the cars
parked on the street.
Ripping the driver's side door off of his truck. Then Russell Liosa makes a wild turn, causing his truck
to
break free of the tow truck and roll over and over into the traffic coming from the other direction.
Oh, is it totaled?
It looked ugly. Nobody was seriously injured. Russell then decided to drive a few more blocks.
Oh, my God.
And then bailed on the tow truck. But as you might imagine, the tow truck has cameras.
Listen, sometimes karma just works immediately.
So Russell gets tracked down pretty quickly because why? Because they have all the information off of Russell's truck to know who Russell is. Russell can't do the old "it wasn't me" defense.
Can't run away.
Because they got the cameras in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, your boy Russ got hit with multiple charges, including robbery, grand larceny auto, reckless endangerment, leaving the scene of an accident, and 11 counts of property damage. Oh, wait a minute, though. I told you Russell didn't have a defense.
Yeah.
Russell's father.
Oh, sure.
Is claiming that Russell was so upset and did what he did because he thought his truck was being stolen because the tow truck was unmarked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes sense, Trey.
Oh, yeah. I see sarcasm in your voice.
I hear that now.
I don't know. I think we're all being incredibly sarcastic right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, little local flavor on this. There are only 28 hotels in the world with 3,000 or more rooms. Only 28 on this entire planet. Guess how many of them are in Las Vegas?
20.
7.
15. Right in the middle.
Okay, yeah.
15 of them are in Las Vegas.
That's kind of great, though.
2 years after Rick Astley went number one with Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down, he completely contradicted himself by releasing a song called Giving Up on Love.
I mean, that's kind of funny. Yeah,
it's kind of like he Rickrolled himself. Like he Rickrolled all of us. Never gonna give you up. And then no, I'm giving up on love.
It's over.
And it's like, wait a minute.
Where are we going, Rick?
Right? All right, let's get into a weekend. That's it. My first radio station that I ever, my first full-time gig.
Yeah.
Is celebrating its 40th year of existence this weekend, and I'm going off to Portland, Oregon for the weekend.
That's so fun
to go hang out with a bunch of people that I am completely in awe of, and it'll just be fun to see a bunch of old friends and that kind of thing. So I'll have stories on Monday.
Yeah,
but yeah, and then follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan, and follow us on social at 985. KLUC and Aces, first game of the playoffs on Sunday.
Woo! Sunday's going to be crazy. Aces and Raiders. But
yeah, right? Hey.
You can be sure to follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I'll see you tonight at Delilah. But first, I'll see you at Movies on the Square at Town Square. Movie starts at sundown.
Boy, assuming we make it through all of that, we'll see you Monday morning. I don't know, dude. I'd listen Monday just to see if we're all here after, you know, all of our all 10 fingers busy. And all 10 toes and all that. All right. Have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, little local flavor on this. There are only 28 hotels in the world with 3,000 or more rooms. Only 28 on this entire planet. Guess how many of them are in Las Vegas?
20.
7,
15. Right in the middle.
Okay, yeah.
15 of them are in Las Vegas.
That's kind of great, though.
2 years after Rick Astley went number one with Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down, he completely contradicted himself by releasing a song called Giving Up on Love.
I mean, that's kind of funny.
It's kind of like he Rickrolled himself. Like he Rickrolled all of us. Never gonna give you up. And then no, I'm giving up on love.
It's over.
And it's like, wait a minute.
Where are we going, Rick?
Yeah, right? All right, let's get into a weekend. That's it. My first radio station that I ever, my first full-time gig.
Yeah.
Is celebrating its 40th year of existence this weekend. And I'm going off to Portland, Oregon for the weekend.
That's so fun.
To go hang out with a bunch of people that I am completely in awe of. And it'll just be fun to see a bunch of old friends and that kind of thing. So I'll have stories on Monday.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. And follow us on social at 985 KLUC. And Aces, first game of the playoffs on Sunday.
Sunday's going to be crazy. Aces and Raiders. But
yeah, right?
You can be sure to follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Delilah. But first, I'll see you at Movies on the Square at Town Square. Movie starts at sundown.
Boy, assuming we make it through all of that, we'll see you Monday morning. I don't know, dude. I'd listen Monday just to see if we're all here after, you know, all of our all 10 fingers busy. And all 10 toes and all that. All right. Have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.